The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From my right, it is Professor... Do it again? Wait, what?
It's good. It's good.
What was wrong? But he's not calling on you.
I'm not...
You're not even next.
I'll shoot quick.
I thought I said something wrong.
No, you didn't. He just messed you up. Just be quiet.
I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, the queen of blueberry donuts, it's Professor Heather Hill.
The queen of what?
Blueberry donuts.
Oh, blueberry donuts. Yeah. I thought it was a plain one, but I was pleasantly surprised to see that it's those blueberry.
It's like opening up a box of cereal and getting a prize.
That's right. Do they still do that?
A little bit.
Oh, what not about like Cracker Jacks? Do Cracker Jacks still have prizes?
No, they still have a prize.
Yeah, but do people even know what Cracker Jacks are? That's the real question.
Oh, dear. What about animal crackers? Do they still make animal crackers in those little boxes?
Yes.
And
yes.
The little string? Oh, I used to love those.
I just saw some the other day.
Get me some for Christmas, please. I'll put it on my Christmas list.
Put it on your in the stocking.
And a gift card to English Gardens, and a gift card to Run Detroit.
And Telly's.
Oh,
yep.
The receiving end
Anything
of this
else?
Christmas list
I'm sorry.
Is Professor Stephen Manning. Now done chewing.
Momentarily,
for now.
And mentally creating my own Christmas list.
Well, you better fire back. She says animal crackers. You say
Stephen. Here's a pen.
What's your guilty pleasure snack?
I thought we had a deal.
Yeah. All right.
She just wants gift cards and animal crackers. That's pretty easy.
Let's be serious. Animal crackers are actually cookies.
You already put a list on my... You already told me something to give you.
Real estate?
Anyway.
Tens and twenties?
I'm sorry. You're in the middle of our family squabble.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps we should do this at home.
I just want what I deserve. I just want my fair share.
Right. I just want what's coming
tens
to me.
Tens and twenties.
I just want what's coming to me.
And I only want one box of animal crackers.
Oh,
how big is the box?
That's all?
So
that'll be gone in a minute.
It's true, though. They do keep getting smaller. It's subject to shrinkflation.
And then we'll be feeding them to the dog.
I was going
to
say, you're going to give one to Kenai.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he'll sit there.
Get food.
Moving
Can
around,
have some?
Me please. Moving around the table.
Continuing around the table, Professor Aaron Bell is here with us today, director of Detroit Mercy's writing program, and you look very much into it. You've anchored our photos that we've taken today with your and on the cover of the Varsity News.
Yeah. I am that's Detroit awesome. Mercy famous. I feel
front page above the fold.
Yes, that's what I said. Above the fold. I was a journalism major in another life, so I was like above the fold
above
coverage.
The fold.
That's a pretty
Way
big deal.
Above the fold.
Yes. The pink is nice. People know where to find me, and I think it is reminiscent of a certain hat people were wearing in 2016. Oh,
that
so.
Is true.
Heather
that
has
color.
One of those hats.
It's time to break those hats out.
It
again.
Is, indeed.
In my office. Yes. It's actually in my office on a UDM teddy bear.
Oh, nice.
That's cute.
Love it.
All the way across the table, through the forest of microphones, Professor Jim Tubbs.
Through the forest and unrehearsed, as usual.
Unrehearsed, as usual. There was one show where we tried to rehearse. Everything went off the rails. It just didn't work. So we always unrehearse.
Yes, looking at this group, I think we're all unrehearsed.
That's a safe bet.
A bunch of other things, too.
I beg your pardon?
A lot of other uns.
A lot of other uns. Professor Daniel Maxwell is here with us today.
Yes,
How
I am.
How are you feeling?
I am here.
Oh, good.
I am here.
It's
Ibuprofen is kicking in still, so we are here.
Nice.
It is a wonder drug.
It is a wonder drug.
Caffeine Absolutely. And ibuprofen, they get everybody through graduate school.
Yes. My students had an exam on Monday, and I graded it with gloves, and I washed my hands afterwards, but it was not enough.
Something's going on.
Something's going around campus.
Yeah. There's always a nasal event when I have
nasal.
And then they get, you know, someone's like, here, Prof. Mile, a boo. And they just give it to you. It's like, oh, thanks.
That was all of Monday.
Yep,
my
sorry.
Gift to you.
My gift to you. His gift to us was a big box full of Dunkin' Donuts. It's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here. Danielle hasn't even touched hers yet.
I don't want
to
have my mouth full.
Oh, come on. Have your man will call
Look
on you.
Look around the table.
Yeah, I was going to say, come on.
If I know one answer, I have to jump in.
Oh, my gosh. Professor Mara Livesey is here with us today.
Hello.
Good to have you. Enjoying your poppy, but I wouldn't buy it, you say.
You know, anything that has a hint of artificial sweetener in, I can always tell. And I don't really like the flavor of any artificial sweetener.
I understand. No, fair enough. I'm kind of the same. I'm kind of the same. But cherry limeade, I mean, that's usually a winning combination.
Oh, you know, the flavor is fantastic, aside from the stevia.
Right. Got it. And Professor Beth Oljar is here.
Hey. What's up? Good to be here. Well, I had the fun experience this morning of trying to do a proof in class that I was actually not able to do.
Oh, my.
Nice.
Yeah, it was the second time that's happened. It's a little embarrassing.
Oh, it's not embarrassing at all. There's things we can't do. I mean,
so
come
I
on.
Took a picture of it and sent it to my friend Audrey, who is way better at logic than I am, and said, I tried this twice, both as a conditional proof and indirect proof, and I couldn't get it. Why am I so stupid sort of thing? So
maybe just leave it on the board for Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Matt Damon. Oh, Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting. Nice. Nice reference.
Every time I hear his name, I think of Team America. World Police. Oh. Matt Damon.
There we go. He's like a Pokemon. He can only say his own name.
Baldwin. The greatest actor in the world.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you're going to win a prize. We're going to have some autographed photographs for you very soon. Brand new, hot off the presses. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Professors, we have a set of questions sent in by Anonymous. I'm going to be honest, it was me.
Oh.
I thought that...
Anonymous obviously is not big into anonymity.
Not at all.
We finally know who Anonymous is.
Finally.
Right. That lasted a long time there.
The title is The Names of Things You Didn't Know. And this is right up our alley. It's vocabulary and it's funny, funky stuff. So I'm going to try to do it fill in the blank style. I think we're going to have fun with it. The space between these two parts of your body is called the glabella. G-L-A-B-E-L-L-A.
It's what?
You're really close.
No, that's the philtrum, isn't it?
Really close.
Between your eyes?
Yeah. Between
your ears.
Basically, yeah, between your eyebrows is actually your glabella.
It was just a little low then.
Well, you know, I mean, that's closer than talking about your toes or something.
In the art world, we call that the Frida.
Do you have one?
Frida, that makes sense. Yep.
Hers is invisible.
Do you have that space if you have a unibrow?
Do you have that space?
Yeah, if you're Frida Kahlo.
Because there's no between eyebrows if there's eyebrow.
True. There's an eyebrow there.
Monobrow.
That's true.
There's no between.
That's right.
No or between. The woman who was in Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Remember?
Good reference.
Or the baby in The Simpsons.
The baby.
Oh, yeah.
Gerald, the baby with the one eyebrow.
Yeah.
The way it smells after blank is called petrichor, C-H-O-R.
Rain.
After it rains, it's called petrichor. That's right.
I do too. I like that.
It's awesome. Dirt and worms.
The plastic or metallic coating at the end of your shoelaces is called an aglet. Oh, you know that one.
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's a crossword clue.
It's a Phineas and Ferb song.
It's in crossword puzzles a lot.
Mm-hmm. When your blank rumbles, that's called a wamble. With a W.
Stomach?
When your stomach rumbles.
I was going to say tummy. You can tell I have kids.
Me too.
Tummy.
It's called hunger.
It's called I'm famished.
It's called hangry.
That's right.
What are, professors, what are tines? T-I-N-E-S.
The things on a fork.
The prongs on a fork. That's right.
Or a comb.
My pitchfork.
Anything food related.
Aren't they on a comb?
Yeah, that's right.
Easy.
You actually could transmit it to a comb or a brush. It's mm-hmm. Yep, that is true. I'm remembering, it's a long story, but there was something with my youngest, and it's like, why do you keep saying Valentine's? Is there a fork involved? And I'm like, oh man, this is so complicated. Yeah, Valentine's Day. Like, I don't know, Valentine's. Getting the time.
The patron saint of forks, right, is who that's named after?
Exactly.
Tines that are valent.
Saint right. Spork. The sheen of light you see when you close your eyes and press your hands on your eyes is named after an element of the periodic table.
Hmm.
What do you think it is?
Mara?
Helium.
No.
Antimony.
But that's great. It's not... Antimony. No.
That's how you pronounce it? I did not know
It is something that is an element
Is it silver or
glow?
Something bright?
Fluoride. That's why.
Mm,
radon.
Starts with the letter P.
Phosphorus.
Yeah, so they're called the phosphenes when you rub your eyes.
Okay.
And
see that. Oh, no way. That is cool. Yeah. I did not know that.
Kind of interesting.
I
didn't know that. That's the phosphenes like, from phosphorus.
That sounds like something that takes on like X-Men or something.
If you don't have that experience, is something wrong with you?
Yes.
Death is imminent.
Death is imminent. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Wow.
Says the biochemist.
Sorry.
How long do I have?
Minutes.
Steve, we need to get some shopping done now.
That's right.
Go get those animal crackers.
Quick, somebody get his credit card up. Now, quick.
Can I get out of the Christmas shopping?
No.
New.
All I can think of is Dr. Hibbert on The Simpsons. My professional opinion is that ain't right. The tiny plastic thing placed in the middle of a pizza box.
So table.
Cheese doesn't get sticky. What is it called? It's actually a two-word term.
A baby table. There we go.
Something spacer?
A pie plate.
No, good. No. We're getting there. We're getting there. Not spacer.
Bad slicer? For the environment?
Lift?
Well, what would you say it's doing?
Annoyance?
Holding the a box
protecting
holder.
The cheese.
Protecting
the cheese by... By doing something. Sometimes
lifting,
we take...
Keeping the lid.
Anti-lid.
It's an elevator.
It's a riser.
Spacer?
So close. You
it's
take grilled meat off the grill and you put aluminum foil over it. It's usually
tent.
Referred to as
a tent.
It's called a box tent. Is
a
the thing in the middle of a pizza box?
Tent.
Yes.
Yeah, go box never tent. Tent.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. No, that would be two of them.
Well, that supports everything. So.
Oh, okay.
The day after tomorrow in English is referred to as what?
The day after tomorrow?
After tomorrow.
It has a name.
Day nada?
2 days hence.
I'll give you this much. It's something morrow, but it's not tomorrow.
Dos morrow.
The day after tomorrow?
Morrow, morrow.
What?
What?
The next morrow.
After morrow?
The next morrow.
The next
is it?
Getting closer, getting closer.
Okay, the next morrow.
Post tomorrow?
I had it.
2 days from today.
Dos morrow. I can't get over dos morrow. It's called...
In Spanish-speaking
countries. It's called overmorrow is what it is.
Over-morrow.
I'm going to start immediately
well,
using
like
that
tomorrow
all the time.
Is elevated.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like never heard of it.
Yes. Is undermorrow yesterday?
It's hierarchical.
Yeah.
That's a
would
question.
Seem to follow.
And what if it's really undermorrow? Was that a week before?
Right.
Your little toe and pinky finger can both be described by this word.
Furniture finders.
Pinky.
Yes.
The little one.
How about we do the little one in Latin, and then you're there.
This little piggy stayed home. Digitus?
Digit is finger or toe, but I need little in
micro.
Micro terms?
Micro digit?
Wee, wee, wee.
Oh, I thought this was obvious. I always
mini
do.
Mini digit?
That's what
I mean. I'm going to give you mini digit. It's minimus is
minimus.
The Latin
oh, that's
word
Latin.
For tiny.
Another X-Men villain.
As opposed to maximus. Yep. Mm-hmm. Does that make your big toe the maximus digitus? Digitus Maximus.
And everything in between is gladiator.
I wonder if there's any gladiator characters named
Digitus
Maximus.
Maximus.
If you had just said Maximin, Stephen and I would have gotten it.
There you go.
Mm. Yep.
What is an agraph? It has to do with a bottle of wine. What's an agraff? A-G-R-A-F-F-E.
Like a decanter?
What, the mesh that holds the cork in?
It's the mesh that holds the cork down.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly what it is.
Sorry.
Okay, I was getting
sorry.
There.
No. I've done work for a winery. That's all.
Oh, I mean, that's on champagne. It's not on...
Yeah, I mean, some wine bottles
it's the seal that keeps the wine
seal.
Bottle
yeah.
in
yeah.
It's the mm-hmm. cork
it's
in the
snootify
bottle.
It. It's, oh. You know, you charge $10 for it.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So it doesn't apply this screw top.
Yeah.
Oh, that's for sure.
And it doesn't show up in the brown paper bag.
If we're singing a song and we experiment with vocables, what are the vocables of a song?
The scales?
Not the scales.
Changing the octave.
No, we're singing a song.
The
so it's specifically
vowel sound?
Harmonies?
Vowel sounds, harmonies are close.
We're cracking glass.
We're not cracking glass. No. Nope.
Where you're experimenting with something?
Scaring the animals? Mm-hmm.
Is that when there's like two people singing different things?
No, but that's pretty good.
Like skipping round robin. Syllables.
Yes. That's counterpoint.
Like changing the way you say a word.
So close. Mm-hmm. I would guess, honestly, this is the best hint that I've got, that Millie, at this point in her life, would sing a song this way.
Nonsense.
Making sounds with your mouth and not saying words. Yes.
Oh, babbling.
So the next time you go like na 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 na, you know, like that.
Well, that's scatting.
I was about to do scat as my next clue there. Yes. I think that most of you know that when you combine a question mark with an exclamation point, it's called, oh my gosh,
a
I can't believe you don't know this.
Punctuating?
No, there is a punctuation mark that
surprise?
Is a question mark and exclamation mushed together.
What?
It's not a Grolix.
It's an emoji, but I didn't know it was a real thing.
It is.
Yeah, it's an emoji.
Oh my gosh, it starts with the letter I?
I'm trusting the English professors.
No, I haven't ever heard of such a thing.
Yeah, me neither.
Aaron and I are saying this is totally made up.
I've seen it. I've used it.
I don't use it.
No, that's a interrogative.
What?
A paragraph sign? What is that?
I've never seen that before in my life.
That was it.
An interrogative and an imperative in the same.
I mean, so close. So close.
Interrogative.
Interparative.
Interrogative.
Exclamation.
I'm on onomatopoeia.
So when you push a question mark and an exclamation point together, it's called an interrobang, is what it's called. And it is an emoji. You know it as an emoji.
I know
but
it's an emoji.
Real. You can use it at the end of a sentence.
That sounds like an awesome band or something.
As long as
those
we're
of us who use actual English are familiar with that.
That's correct. When did this become? When was this first created?
When the emojis
came
out.
Digital.
Online in
we
somebody's
basement. We
can't
count basement. It as an additional piece of punctuation. It's not one of the. It's not
standard.
An actual piece of punctuation.
Something somebody.
I
want to
see it in
English.
Practice.
Me too.
It's not in strunk and white. I can tell you that.
Interrobang. That question doesn't
discussion
count towards
board
our score.
Down.
Okay,
interrobang.
That's fine. That's totally fine.
Yeah, we're nullifying that question.
So
negating it.
In a piece of clothing,
oh boy,
where multiple pieces of the clothing meet each other and are sewn together, which is most notable in sort of the armpit of a T-shirt, that has a name. As I put my T-shirt on this morning. My wife actually used this word. The blank has a little tear in it. I'm like, I'm going to wear a sweater.
Gather?
I don't even care.
Seam?
Starts with the letter A.
A.
Armpit.
amalgam.
Honestly,
good one.
Partial credit.
The amalgam, the end.
Can I have a lifeline to Olivia?
Call Olivia. Call Olivia. It's going to be a little bit hard.
Arm gather?
I mean, yeah, it's you're all so close, even just using your powers of speech here. It's called an armcy, S-C-Y-E, where all those pieces of fabric gather and are sewn together at that point. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
How do you spell it again? I'm so sorry.
A-R-M-S-C-Y-E, armcy.
Like a sigh?
What is a sigh?
I don't see the T-H there, but it could
be. So it's like a sty that you have in your eye, only instead of T, you've got C.
Also sounds made up.
Mm-hmm. A deodorant collector.
Absolutely made up.
True.
Totally made up. Oh my. I would believe that every single person at this table suffers at some level, especially this late in the semester, from dysania. D-Y-S-A-N-I-A. What is that?
Going out of your mind.
Lack of tolerance.
You know what? Partial credit.
Tired eyes.
Lack of sleep.
Tired is in the wrong direction.
Oh. The wrong direction?
The right direction.
Oh. You said wrong.
What? I meant the right.
I was like, what?
Wrong, right, you know, I'm fuzzy on this whole good, bad thing.
Lack
burnout?
Mental fuzziness.
It's something that you might find really difficult to do right after your alarm goes off.
Basic math.
Get out of bed.
Basic math. Get out of bed is the correct answer. Dysania is like, you can't get out of bed. Oh, it's so difficult on
What's
these
the
cold
word again?
Days. A D-Y-S-A-N-I-A, dysania.
Dysania.
Okay.
Yep. Isn't that like a bottled water? Oh, no.
Dasani?
That's close.
That sounds like it comes from a Greek word.
Yes,
so does insane mean you just stay in bed?
No, that's intelligent.
That's sanity.
That's right. Exactly.
What do you find it hard to do after the alarm goes off? Basic math.
I thought it was going to be hit the snooze button.
You know, you have to be like, can I make it to work on time? The basic math.
Learning to use my limbs once again.
First of all, I have to hear it, which I don't always because I have earplugs in. And Drew's
exactly
shoving
five
me.
Minutes
like, the alarm's going on.
I get it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess off the top of my head that Dave will be able to tell us because he's invented fonts before.
Ooh.
That the dot over an I or a J is called a...
Tittle?
Tittle is what it's called.
Tittle.
Yes, T-I-T-T-L-E. Mm-hmm.
It's in the Bible.
The overarchingly sick feeling you get if you eat or drink or both too much is called...
Nausea.
Yeah,
euphoria?
But just this is a whole body thing.
The meat sweats.
It's a
the meat sweats.
Very good.
Food poisoning.
Alka-Seltzer need.
It's like what I currently have.
Oh.
What Danielle currently has.
What
does that
Danielle
count?
Currently has is also worth partial credit. Yeah, yeah.
A Maxwellism.
Oh. There we go.
Hyperetism.
No. Well, it's called crapulence. Like that.
Yes.
Love it.
How you feel.
Agreed.
Absolutely the way you
feel.
Oh,
that is entering my lexicon for sure.
Crapulence.
All I can say, crapulence. Again, for the second time in the show, is that they make fun of Mr. Burns on The Simpsons all the time. He's supposed to be over 100 years old. You know,
yes.
He talks like it's the 19-teens.
Oy, oy.
And he always says, I'm going to spend the afternoon wallowing in my own crapulence.
Oh,
he says
really?
That all the time.
Excellent, Smithers.
The metal thing used to measure your feet at the shoe store is called...
device?
Very close. It's called a Bannock device,
oh,
but pretty darn close. Dave had an eyeball on a lot of those. That was really good.
Yeah.
That was really, really good.
It's from doing my crossword.
Yeah, I would say so. So here is what we got from the family Burrows. We have just enough time at the end of the show to have some fun. Dear professors, for the last few years, we've been honored to have you pluck an imponderable topic for the professors to debate at the end of the show. It's a great window into finding out what makes you tick.
Oh, God. Do you really want to know that?
Or,
come
find
on.
Find out if we do have ticks.
Mm-hmm. The responses are sometimes surprising and enlightening, to say the least. But moving forward, we came up with a
what
new
does
set
that mean?
Of questions.
Yeah.
That you can launch all at once or one at a time if you like. I think it'd be more fun that way. With the previous imponderables, the answer given by the professors were very personal and unique. With the new batch, the professors themselves are the answers.
What?
As always,
dear.
There are no right or wrong. Please enjoy. Warmest greetings as always. Frank and the family Burrows from Valencia, California.
Okay, I'm confused.
Which professor in the room
would
play the best on The Price is Right?
I'm going with Dave.
You're always at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I'm at 7-Eleven, but like, I look at prices.
Oh,
Kendra
can get
between the numbers.
That's pretty true.
She could.
That's pretty true.
Steven, you could do the big
key
wheel.
Criteria is that Kendra is not in the room right now, unfortunately. So.
Oh, it's someone who is actually here now.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah. Right,
so Dan's out.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dan would be good because
Dan would
numbers.
Be good.
Yep.
Dan would be good. He is still a regular, and we miss him today because
he's
ill.
But it also requires, you know, a lot of shopping experience.
Yes.
Dave has at 7-Eleven.
I shop Lyft.
And as always, Jim, having grown up watching that show, everything was more expensive on The Price is Right because they were using the California prices.
It was California prices.
Yeah.
That's right. You had to inflate your guess.
Cars were five digits before they were...
We don't have the right answer yet, though.
I don't know who it would be. Who would, like, banter the best with Drew Carey?
Are they not providing us with an answer? We
no.
just have to figure
no,
out.
No, we
out.
Have
Where's
to
that?
Figure out who
that's
it is.
That's why it's ponderable.
Yeah. It's
you. That's how there could be no right or wrong ones. I'm like,
that's
well, we
right.
have identities, so I'm a little confused on the metaphysics of this. But
okay,
all
you're
right.
taking
okay,
it very seriously,
okay.
and that's why we love you.
How's about this? Just to get on stage or to play a particular game?
I mean, you got to win the first pricing game, and that's always hard.
Oh.
Under
that's
or
where
over.
I would die. I would never be able to get on stage.
I don't really study the prices of things.
No,
I just buy them.
You would be the one betting a dollar.
Add to
a dollar. Yes. $1.
That's it.
Every time.
Yeah. Every I need
time.
This thing. Okay, there it is.
And now that, you know, everything goes on plastic or on your phone,
right.
you don't
maybe
pay
you know.
Yeah, let's go with Beth.
You are a masterful shopper.
She's like, thanks for finding the new car. How did you do that? I'm like, I entered Subaru Crosstrek in Google near me.
Okay, Beth is it.
All right.
Looks like it's Beth.
Like it really wasn't that hard to...
Okay, well, let's do one more of these because we're
come
just
on,
sort of getting down. Warm and we don't want to like shoot all of them at the beginning here, but we'll take it one step at a time. Which professor would win... give me a second here. A hot dog eating contest.
Ooh. Oh. For sure you.
Yeah, for sure you.
You're the king of the hot dogs.
All day. Yeah.
That's all you do is grill hot dogs.
That would be Matt.
That's all you do. I thought I did other stuff.
What is the
but...
most hot dogs everyone has eaten in a single sitting?
I mean, I can only say like three.
Two for me.
So Jim.
No, I've only had two.
Wait, who said six? Oh, you said six. Oh. It's going to be Dave.
Dave's the winner.
The morning after graduation. That's all. That's all I can say.
Graduation from high school.
College.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, and American.
Oh my gosh. Nice. Back to back? That is awesome.
So wait. So is that quantity or quality now? Well, because you probably ate quality. I ate quantity.
I mean, I eat Costco. They're really good and they're cheap.
Oh, they are good.
There you go. I ate off of that Greek man's arm.
And, you know, when you can put the relish on there and the onions, you get two vegetables on your
own. Oh, very healthy.
And ketchup is a vegetable.
You're ahead for the week.
And if it's a Chicago dog, even more than that.
Oh, yeah.
You got the pickle spear and the neon green.
And Southern dogs have, you know, chili on them and coleslaw, which adds another vegetable.
Oh, I like that. I would do that.
One of my sons, I will not say whether it was the 21, 16, or 12-year-old, came into the general living space the other day, this week, and said, I heard someone use the word pickle as a verb. And we're like, well, you know, and you don't want bacteria, and it needs to last all winter. So
are you telling me that pickles
are cucumbers?
Wait.
I'm like... Yes.
Where have we failed?
Can we guess which child?
No, don't. I'm like, but other things can be pickled. Yes, other things can be pickled. People like to pickle onions.
But we don't call them pickled cucumbers, whereas we call everything else a pickled radish, you know?
That is true.
A pickled egg.
Pickled eggs, of course.
Pickled
beets.
It kind of makes sense, because... when you create, like a dill pickle, I mean, you're pretty radically changing at least the color, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
So is pickle a noun, a verb?
Oh, yeah.
It's a brine. You're brining.
Right. I mean, stuck in a pickle is an adjective,
pickled,
right?
Pig's feet.
How about one more, and then we'll abbreviate this and save them for other shows. Which of the professors at the table could quickest solve a Rubik's Cube?
Ooh, not a chance.
Nope.
I cannot
Never
do
tried.
Those at
well,
all.
I can cheat. I know
no, goodness no.
I could take all the stickers.
I guess we're all...
I make my own stickers.
We're all passing.
Wait, nobody volunteers for this one?
Nope.
I've never even solved it.
Dan could probably do it.
I bet. Oh, you know, let's just give it to the person who's not here.
Yeah,
Dan.
Yeah.
Dan's in charge.
Dan.
He doesn't know it yet, but he will.
We'll bring him a Rubik's Cube next week.
He may never come back.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I think Mara and I solved it with making our own stickers. I mean, that counts, right?
Yeah,
that does count.
I never quite got the fascination with those things.
I mean, I think it's a mathematical thing, you know? It's, you know, there's something about...
It's a nerd thing.
The people who solve them at, like, whatever, the world championship level can do it, like, with one hand, and they just look at it and go, like, and then it's done, and I'm like, that's messed up. That's... Can't do anything.
That's
that
very
fast,
weird.
Except for fall asleep.
You might be an alien.
Yeah, it's possible. It is possible. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Sometimes it goes so fast.
With squares, you know?
Oh, professors, we had a lot of fun with those, and we're going to continue to have a lot of fun with those. So let's be sure to thank Frank and the Family Burrows for
really
sending
great.
Us those.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
Frank and family.
I just nominate Dan
you
for
and
all
your
them.
Family are awesome.
Yep, it's going to be a lot of fun, but I'm so sorry. I'm afraid the time has come for us to say goodbye, Beth.
Bye.
Mara.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Danielle.
Adios.
Jim.
Bye.
Aaron.
Good evening.
Steven.
Bye.
And Heather.
I want some animal crackers.
Not these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.